Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series The Life of the Christian in the World Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org. Subject of this audio The Core Principle of Life for a Christian Chapter 1 The Vital Condition of the Order of Importance or Precedence of Some Principles for a Person's Life At the beginning of this new material on some principles of high relevance to a person's life, and through which the series The Life of the Christian in the World is also starting, we aim, in the light of the scriptures, to point out the fact that among the diversity of the referred principles, there are some that should be seen in a more prominent way or under the optic that they should precede other aspects that also are important. Without knowing and following an appropriate order of importance or precedence of principles, a person may be significantly exposed to the risk of incurring wrong choices of priorities and values of the various aspects and practices related to his or her life. The lack of an appropriate distinction of some principles, values, or practices, and of the position that they should have in relation to others, may lead a person to depreciate, diminish, or dilute the value of central and essential aspects in the midst of other points also relevant, but which should not be in the first place in one's life. In a particular account of the Scriptures, we find the Lord Jesus Christ declaring an observation of distinctive relevance in the midst of a series of other facts and truths, exemplifying that some factors of life are worthy of a higher emphasis or which should always be in a preponderance position, as follows. Luke 10:19-21. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. The Lord Jesus Christ, in his words exposed above, has shown that there is an order of greater and lesser degree of importance in the aspects related to a person's life. The Lord Jesus Christ pointed out that he was indeed granting authority for his disciples to act in his name for them to use it as protection against their enemies, but he was also telling them that from the eternal perspective, the most prominent was the salvation of their lives. The main point referred to the fact that they had their names written or inscribed in heaven. The salvation of the soul to eternal life with God is the most necessary aspect of every human being. Matthew 16:26. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world, and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? 1 Peter 1:9. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Many daily points in life are of great importance, and which can represent significant potential regarding the natural course of people's lives, but as much as a person achieves success or even failures in the human optics, a person does not reach the eternal life only by natural targets or aspects. Eternal life, or the salvation by which a person receives eternal life, comes from God through Christ Jesus. The newness of heavenly life or eternal life is granted to human beings by the grace of God and can be accessed through faith in Christ and by receiving Him as the Lord in the heart. And this, regardless of whether a person is prosperous according to human concepts, an aspect exposed by another series of texts below. John 3:16-18. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Ephesians 2, 5, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved. Ephesians 2, 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. 9. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Romans 11, 6. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works, otherwise grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace, otherwise work is no longer work. Romans 10, 13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, to understand that the salvation offered by the Lord precedes in importance the authority of a disciple of Christ over the forces of darkness so that they do not harm him or her, as well as it precedes the authority to perform works in the name of the Lord, is crucial for a person not to become excessively inclined to what is secondary or to the detriment of what is essential and indispensable for life. What good would it do, for instance, for a person to have exercised authority over enemies or to have done what some call as good works if, at the end of the process, one did not remain linked to the source of life for eternity by putting aside the central work which the Lord instructs to be performed by every individual? John 6, 28-29. Then they said to him, "What shall we do, that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." There are many priceless principles to be followed and practiced in the Christian life, but the instruction of the Scriptures about them is for them to be practiced as a consequence or result of a person's faith in Christ Jesus, not as aspects that keep a person from the life in the Lord. Paul, an apostle of Christ, also teaches how preponderant faith in the Lord is in order that the inheritance of eternal life becomes consistently established in a person, as follows. 1 Timothy 6, 12. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. It is very significant for Christians to grow in the knowledge of the principles that govern the Christian life and that serve as a robust help for the safety and the strengthening of their faith in the Lord. However, before or together, it is also crucial for a person to know which principles precede others and what is the order of importance and essentiality of these principles. And this, in order not to come to invert what should never be inverted or abandoned. Matthew 6, 31-33. Therefore do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?" For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The individualized understanding of the various principles about the Christian life can highly contribute to the advancement in the new life that a person can have in God. However, without understanding that there are aspects that should precede others, and that should never be overlooked, a person may even know some principles in detail, but still be lacking the wisdom on how to put them into practice adequately or so that they will not harm the greater purpose of their salvation, which is, eternal life in the grace of the Lord. The fact that a person knows the content about various principles of the Christian life does not mean that one knows how to apply them to every moment of the dynamics of his or her life, since the Christian is not called to be guided only by a written letter, as it was in the priesthood according to the law of Moses. A Christian is called to be guided in a living and continuous way by the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. Romans 8, 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Thus, in the present subject, we do not intend to readdress the same level of detail that has been carried out, for instance, in the subjects on the Gospel of the Creator, the Gospel of Salvation, the Gospel of the Kingdom of God, or the Gospel of the Righteousness of God, from the series The Gospel, the Good News of God, but rather to emphasize or highlight, in particular, the unique and essential position of some aspects addressed in these materials in reference. And this, to cooperate even more so that what is more prominent and indispensable in no way might become neglected or underestimated. Hebrews 2, 1-4. Therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will? Hebrews 3:14. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.